Welcome to BroadwaySeats.org podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about behind the scenes of The Lion King, the making of a Broadway. Ah, the Savannah sunsets, the captivating characters, the unforgettable melodies. Disney's The Lion King has always been more than just a movie. It's a tapestry of childhood memories woven with threads of magic and wonder. But when this animated classic leaped from screen to stage, it transformed into something even more spectacular. A Broadway phenomenon that continues to roar in the hearts of audiences worldwide. Have you ever wondered how this metamorphosis from a beloved film to a breathtaking stage production happened? How did the creative minds behind this masterpiece turn a cinematic experience into a live theatrical triumph? In this journey through the making of The Lion King on Broadway, we'll uncover the secrets behind the curtains. From the initial spark of an idea to the standing ovations night after night, this is a tale of challenges, creativity, and triumph. Let's dive in, shall we? Let's explore the enchanting world where lions talk, meerkats sing, and wildebeests stampede. Not on the plains of the African savanna, but on the vibrant stage of Broadway. The genesis of the Broadway adaptation picture this. It's 1994, and Disney releases The Lion King, a film that soon gallops into the hearts of millions. With its captivating storyline, memorable characters, and songs that echo in our minds even today, the movie didn't just set the box office ablaze, it sparked an ember of inspiration that would eventually ignite the Broadway stage. But who would have thought, right? Turning an animated classic into a live-action marvel seemed as challenging as teaching a zebra to zigzag through Times Square. Yet, the idea was there, simmering under the surface, waiting for the right minds to bring it to life. Enter stage left, a daring decision. Disney, riding high on the success of the film, decided to adapt The Lion King for Broadway. It was a move that made many eyebrows rise in skepticism. How could the rich tapestry of the African savanna, its wildly fey, and the intricate animations be replicated on stage? The task was as daunting as capturing the essence of the sun in a jar. But every great endeavor begins with a leap of faith, and this was no different. To helm this ambitious project, a visionary was needed. Someone who could blend the realms of imagination and reality into a seamless spectacle. This is where Julie Taymor enters the narrative. A director known for her bold, innovative approach to theater. Taymor wasn't just a director. She was a maestro of the stage, a weaver of dreams. Taymor's previous works, a blend of traditional puppetry, indigenous art forms, and avant-garde theater, made her the perfect candidate to translate The Lion King's animated magic into a live-action masterpiece. With her at the creative helm, the journey of transforming a film celebrated for its visual splendor into a stage phenomenon was set in motion. And so, the stage was set, the players were in place, and a new chapter in the history of Broadway was about to be written. But how did Taymor and her team tackle this Herculean task? That's a story that deserves its own spotlight. Adapting iconic scenes for the stage. The transition of The Lion King from celluloid to stage was akin to translating poetry from one language to another, both an art and a challenge. Let's embark on a scene-by-scene safari to witness how Taymor and her team transformed iconic movie moments into stage spectacles. 1. The Circle of Life. Opening scene. In the movie, this scene is a visual feast, showcasing the African savanna in all its glory. On Broadway, it became a parade of intricate puppets and vibrant costumes. With animals emerging from all corners of the theater, the audience was enveloped in the magic from the get-go. The challenge was immense. How to replicate the vastness of the African plains within the confines of a theater? The solution was a masterstroke of creativity, using the entire theater as a stage, breaking the fourth wall and immersing the audience in the experience. 2. Mufasa's Ghost. On screen, Mufasa's spirit appears in the sky, a powerful visual moment. On stage, this was translated through a stunning combination of puppetry, lighting, and projection. The effect was ethereal and emotionally resonant, showcasing how technical ingenuity can evoke the same, if not deeper, emotional response as cinematic effects. 3. The Stampede. Perhaps one of the most challenging scenes to adapt was the wildebeest stampede. How do you recreate the terrifying rush of hundreds of animals on a stage? The answer lay in an innovative use of movable set pieces, choreographed in a way that created the illusion of a relentless, charging herd. It was a breathtaking mix of choreography and stage mechanics, leaving audiences gasping in awe. 4. Timon and Pumbaa's Jungle. The lush, vibrant jungle home of Timon and Pumbaa in the movie was brought to life on stage through imaginative set design and lighting. The use of puppetry to create these beloved characters allowed for both humor and heart to shine through, maintaining the essence of the film's portrayal. The audience and critical reception to these adaptations was nothing short of phenomenal. Spectators were not just watching a show, they were part of an immersive experience that transcended the traditional boundaries of theater. Critics lauded the production for its innovation, creativity, and emotional depth, often highlighting how the stage adaptation brought a new dimension to the beloved story. The music, blending Disney with African rhythms. In the realm of The Lion King, music isn't just a backdrop, it's the soulful symphony that weaves the narrative together. The Broadway adaptation took the cherished melodies of Elton John and the evocative scores of Hans Zimmer from the original movie and infused them with the pulsating rhythms and rich textures of African music. This fusion created a musical tapestry as vibrant and diverse as the plains of the Pride Lands themselves. Elton John's iconic songs like Circle of Life and Can You Feel the Love Tonight were already household melodies. But on Broadway, these tunes took on a new life. They were reimagined to resonate not just through speakers, but through the live energy of the theater. Hans Zimmer's instrumental pieces, known for their emotional depth, were given a new dimension with live orchestration, making each note feel more poignant and powerful. Enter Leboam, the South African composer and singer, whose voice opens both the movie and the stage show. His role in the musical adaptation was pivotal. Leboam didn't just lend his voice, he infused the score with authenticity, ensuring that African music was not just an influence but a cornerstone of the musical's identity. Through choral arrangements and traditional African rhythms, he helped bridge the gap between a Western musical format and the rich musical heritage of Africa. This blending of musical cultures did more than create a pleasing auditory experience. It served a deeper narrative purpose. The African rhythms and chants brought a sense of place and authenticity, transporting audiences to the heart of the story's setting. Music became a tool for cultural representation, a way to celebrate and respect the story's African roots. Moreover, the music of The Lion King played a crucial role in storytelling. Each song, each note, carried the emotional arc of the characters and the narrative. From the exuberant joy of Hakuna Matata to the haunting beauty of Shadowland, the music mirrored the journey of Simba and his companions, resonating with audiences on a level that transcended language and culture. The impact of this musical alchemy was profound. It allowed audiences, regardless of their background, to connect with the story on a visceral level. The music of The Lion King was not just heard, it was felt, echoing in the hearts of those who experienced it. Triumphs and challenges. During production, The Lion King, Broadway production, like any grand venture, faced initial hurdles before achieving triumphs. The early preview performances, the show's first real test, were fraught with technical difficulties. The intricate puppetry and elaborate set pieces, crucial for synchronizing the show's elements, often malfunctioned, leading to temporary magic halts. Additionally, translating the movie's visual language to the stage required continuous adjustments to connect the audience with the characters. Overcoming these challenges, the production team worked tirelessly, refining technical aspects and enhancing actor and puppeteer performances. The blend of music, movements, and storytelling created a mesmerizing spectacle, eliciting a deep emotional response from the audience, transcending technical difficulties. The turning point for the show came with overwhelmingly positive audience responses, transforming initial skepticism into admiration and critical acclaim. Its appeal to a diverse audience range turned it into a cultural phenomenon. The Lion King's success is a testament to its resilience, artistic commitment, and deep audience connection. It emerged as a beacon of theatrical innovation, redefining Broadway and global theater. In conclusion, The Lion King is a milestone in theatrical history. It innovatively combined puppetry, costume design, and modern theatrical techniques, inspiring future productions. Its impact on theater is a legacy of creativity and cultural representation. Thank you for joining us on this journey through The Lion King. Until next time, keep the Broadway spirit alive. And remember, in theater, the sun never sets but casts new shadows and lights, signaling the next performance.